Hi guys, it's Simple J, sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone is doing great, practicing our mantra of being positive and feeding positive energy to each and everyone around us. As I always tell you guys, positive in equals positive out, and you will see how much more surrounding yourself with positive energy and aura will make your life and yourselves much better moving forward. If you're a first-time listener to my podcast, I want to say thank you for taking the opportunity, chance to stream this little engine that could podcast, and I appreciate all the love. If you're a returning listener, you guys are my family, my big extended family, which I can't see and hug and talk to on the regular, but I still love you guys, and I appreciate again also the love and feedback from you guys so much. Today's topic is going to be careful the image you place on the internet. Not image as in a photo image, like you send a picture of yourself or, you know, in some cases, body parts, you know, people be doing all kinds of stuff now. Image as in your personality, as in the person you put out there. Because the image you put out there to those on the internet might not really reflect who you truly are on the inside. I'll give you a perfect example. Beyonce always says she has the Beyonce side and then she has the Sasha Fierce side. And the Beyonce side is very reserved, very laid back, you know, very quiet, you know, everything is all personal, tight-lipped. And that Sasha Fierce side is the one that goes out on the stage and is more outgoing and engaging and allows her to just be free and open to experiment in terms of her dancing and be a little bit more, you know, maybe sexually free on terms of how she does things. That is what I mean. You have folks who are quiet, reserved, calm, like to keep to themselves when they're in the privacy or the sanctuary of their home, when they're by themselves or when they're with their family, and the image or perception they place online is that of a outgoing, fun, wild, out there, nonstop partying, just heavy, heavy into the straight up just being rah-rah all the time and full on in your face. What I've noticed is that a lot of people are taking advantage of the platforms that are out there, like the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, and a lot of people are using those platforms to generate income, which I applaud. I applaud anyone who is on their grind and uses these tools for good and for what they're intended for, which is, you know, you generate income, you meet new people, you network per se, and you build your brand and you build yourself. That is all wonderful. Kudos to you. And good luck on that journey. Now, there are also those who go on the internet and they unburden. Because there's a lot going on. I've spoken to you guys about this already, that people are going through a lot. Especially in these times where it takes a toll on people's mental, where things are really not what they used to be. And we don't know how it will be moving forward because of everything that's happened and transpired in the last year. So folks are feeling different, maybe acting different, and maybe mentally not where they want to be, or probably will never get back to that space. So these apps, these platforms, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitters, allow them to unleash some of the stresses, some of the ills, some of the hurt, some of the pain, some of the trauma that they are going through. It allows them temporarily to let go of all of that negativity and project positivity out there, or maybe a little bit of fun, a little bit of entertainment. But in doing that, in unburdening and unloading and unpacking all of these things, they might be giving the perception of someone they truly aren't to their core. They might project this image as if, hey, I'm just an outgoing person who just likes to do this, that, and the third. But that's not who they are in real life. They're projecting this image as though everything is perfect and seamless and tight and together and packed together in a nice little bowl of wonderful, cute, cuddly things, when they are barely hanging on by a string. They are barely able to drag themselves out of bed in the morning. They are barely able to function on a regular basis. They are barely able to muster up the courage to even try to have a sunshine ray filled day. That is what I mean by be careful the image you put out there on the internet. There are folks who are on Instagram and they do Instagram lives, and or on Twitter and they do live stream, or they're on Twitch and all these other places and YouTube, that are definitely suited for those platforms in terms of doing these lives, because their personality resonates in such a way that they pull people to them. They're like gravitational forces. People just are just drawn to them. They're magnets. They just draw, and people feed off that wonderful energy that is them. Those folks are straight across. Who you see on the internet is who they are in real life. If they about that wild, outgoing, rah-rah life, that's how they are in their real life. Raw, outgoing, wild. And people love that because they're authentic. I've always spoken to you guys about maintaining your authenticity and maintaining who you are at your core and not losing your identity. And I'll show you why this is tied in. If you project one image to those on the internet and you're the opposite in real life, folks, when they meet you, want to see the person or personality or persona that is portrayed on the internet. And you might not be able to handle giving them that because you're not that 24/7. You're not that personality all the time. So it's going to be hard for you to tap into that when you really are not in that mood or energy or even feel it. In giving off a certain image on the internet when you're not like that in real life, you're now allowing yourself to battle two evils. You're battling one side, which is wanting you to please the crowd, and you're battling the other side that's wanting you to be who you are. It's like a toss-up. It's like a coin toss. Is it going to be heads today or tails today? When what I'm saying to you is, in understanding that it's important to stay true to who you are, it will always be one side all the time, 24/7, 365 days of the year. The image you put out there on the internet should match who you are on a daily basis, what your personality is on a daily basis. When you put an image out there and you're not like that, now you're battling self-identity, or you're having an identity crisis now, because now you're battling, who do I want to be? And who do I want to be? Am I going to be comfortable with that person? Do I like the person I give the internet and feed those fans and followers of mine with? Or do I just like my regular, degular self on a regular day when nobody sees me and I'm all laid back in my sweats and shirt and my Crocs walking around with no makeup and filter? Who am I? Am I the image that's being portrayed on the internet that I feed those? Or am I the person I'm supposed to be when the cameras and the lights are off? So now you're battling internally, and that battle can take a toll on you mentally. So now what happens? You are in a struggle to find your footing. When had you maintained your identity, who you are at your core and just project that to the masses, to those on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, you will be at a level playing field and you will be at a level of peace because you will know internally that what you're giving off is who you are. What you are showing others is who you are. And there's no need for people to contemplate, debate, or question who you are. Because they'll know, okay, if this person is like this on live, once I talk to them off the live, that's just how they are. And you will have less problems and issues arising from those questioning you moving forward. Because if you're one way on the internet and you're another way in your personal life, and then you encounter someone who thinks you're like that and you're not, now you're seeing as a poser. Now you're seeing as someone who's clout chasing because you're trying to get infamy, fame, notoriety from that personality online. When, as they say, you're not about that life. That's not you. And you can't live up to that. That will slowly eat away at you, chip by chip by chip. So when I say, be careful the image you put out on the internet, I'm saying be careful what you show folks if you're not comfortable living in a fantasy land for others. And then coming off that and going back to living in reality, knowing that at any point that facade can be stripped away and people can see straight through you. And see that this is just a mirage. It's just something you created, a nice little illusion put up together in a nice little box wrapped with a nice little bow in order to, maybe you're doing it to generate income. Maybe you're doing it for fame. Maybe you're doing it for the typical reasons most people are doing it, for clout. Whatever your reasoning, are you going to be comfortable with the person that is being projected to others? Is that personality that you're projecting even someone you're comfortable knowing? Is that person you're projecting someone you would want in your presence, in your space? I always tell you guys to protect your aura and protect your energy, because what you let in, be it negative, will impact your life. If you let in positivity, positivity will impact your life. And if you let in anything negative, it will also have the same effect. So if you're portraying all of that on the internet, and sometimes it's for the good and sometimes it's a negative, guess what? People start looking at you like that. They might start thinking you're a negative person. They might start thinking you're not somebody they want to be around. And then one person tells the other person, and that person tells the other person. And another reason why I tell you guys to be careful what you place out there, because if you decide to start working with a huge company moving forward, nobody knows what their life journey will be. We all just take this journey and we hope for the best and hope we get all that we ascribe or want or dream of in our lives. Some fall short, but some do get to that place. But let's say further down, a big, huge, important company wants to work with you. Now, they are going by the image that's being projected on the internet, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, wherever. Now, you've come to a meeting with them because they want to meet you now and, you know, go over all the important documents and stuff. And you bring your regular daytime personality into the meeting. they're going to realize that this doesn't add up. This doesn't make sense. And for them, it's not going to make dollars and cents, which at the bottom line, these companies are all about their bottom line, which is dollars and cents. They're expecting you to be that wild personality he's engaging, but you show up just calm, just regular, not engaging. You're an introvert. You're quiet. That math is never going to make them money. So now they aren't really going to be interested in working with you moving forward, because they feel like you have not only played yourself, but you've played them into believing something. And long term, it's not going to make them anything moving forward, because they expect that personality all the time. That personality is what's going to sell their products. That personality is what's going to make them money. And if they don't feel like they can work with you because you don't bring that personality, because you need to bring that personality all the time, and you feel like, no, this is who I am at my core, that's just an internet thing, they're going to look at you strange and be like, well, this is just not good for us. The chemistry is going to be off. The balance is going to be off. It is not going to make sense long term. If you want people to view you for you, you need to feed off that energy that is you. You need to give off the energy that you are. So if you are an introvert, you need to feed that energy when you are online. If you're an extrovert, that's the energy you need to give off online. You just need to be honest, raw, unapologetic, but also true to who you are. So when I say be careful the image you put out on the internet, I'm saying be careful not to be fake about who you are when in your reality, the person you're giving off isn't you. And doesn't reflect your views, doesn't reflect your values, doesn't reflect how you think, act, and move. You need to be who you are. It's okay in this world to still have some authenticity. Because if you notice what's going on now, most people you see who are doing well is because they're who they are all the time. They don't switch it up. They don't switch sides. They don't switch moods. They don't switch personalities. That's just who they are constantly. There's no debate about if they think this way or that way. No, no, no. You know, because that's who they are at their core all the time. That's who you see when you see them, whether it's a Monday, whether it's a Friday night when you guys are out on the town, whether it's a Saturday when they're home with their families. That's who they are constantly. So you need to maintain that constant balance. You need to maintain that image that reflects your core values, who you are, and reflects your personality as it stands every day. The image you present on the internet should be the image that everyone sees in your regular life, be it your family, your friends, your spouse. They should know that when you're on the internet and you are acting this way, they should be able to say, yep, that's her. That's her on a Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday. She never changes. That's just her. They can vouch for your character. But if you're online faking it and acting like you're this type of person, when your own folks are just looking at you with the side eye, who is this person? I don't even know her. That must be her twin or something. Somebody she created. stick to what you know. Stick to what works for you. Stick to what is working for you right now in your life. Your personality is something that's in your genetic code. You can't change that. That's just your makeup. That's how you're built. That's who you are. Don't change that to fit some narrative or to fit somebody's ideal of what they have in their minds of what you should be. Always stay the course. Stay true to who you are. And give off on the internet the same thing you give off in your daily life. And you will see long term that you'll not only be happy within yourself because you stuck true to you, but people will respect the fact that you are just constantly maintaining and constantly sticking to the script, which is you. You are the script. You are the play. You are the big movie. It's you. Don't change it. It's been working for however long you've been around the moon on Earth. And it will continue to work until the day your eyes are closed and you transition into the next life. Be the you on the internet that is the you in real life. I hope this one touched somebody today and you guys are able to maintain and still stay focused on whatever it is that you guys want in your life. Be it success, be it a happy relationship, be it just peace and understanding. I wish this all for you guys. And as always, I just want to thank you guys for all the love, the feedback. I am truly happy. And as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.